The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Darling, you know I love you so. You are the pride of my heart. Darling, you mean so much to me. Why don't you let me marry you? Why don't you let me marry you, darling, and be my loving bride? You are the sweetest darling that I've ever met. And when you let me marry you, we will live happily, and we will raise a family. The girl for you, the boy for me. So would you let me marry you, darling, and be my loving bride? You are the sweetest darling that I ever met. Darling, I dream of you each night, even when you're far away from me. And when I lay me down to sleep, I pray that you would love me more and more, and that our love may be so firm that it would never fade away. That our love may be so firm that it would never fade away. Darling, you know I love you so. You are the pride of my heart. Darling, you mean so much to me. Why don't you let me marry you? Why don't you let me marry you, darling, and be my loving bride? You are the sweetest darling that I ever met.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. That song is Charlie Adamson's Let Me Marry You. And I love it because he really asking, like he said, this is your decision. Let me marry you and love you for the rest of your life. I think it's a sweet, sweet song. And there are lots of wonderful songs from that era that we need to give our younger people an opportunity to listen to. They need to learn about themselves. But most importantly, they need to know that the things that they're going through in their lives, Bahamians have been going through for years, right? Been having the same experiences and have shared their experiences with us to help us along our way. Well, good morning and welcome to On the Clock on this Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023. Now, I have to start the show by introducing my guest co-host today, Mr. Nuri.
It's always good to be on your show, Aaron. Thank you very much for the invite. It's supposed to be Culture Thursday.
It is.
It is Culture Thursday?
No, because we can play some music.
You can play some music still?
But Shaggy.
Okay.
Shaggy.
It wasn't me? That's not one you're thinking of?
No. Like my Jamaican Bahamian friend.
Yeah.
No, no.
That's only Shaggy, you know.
I say Shaggy, and then you're supposed to say, hey, Scooby.
Hey, Scooby.
And I'm supposed to say, hey, Shaggy, looks like we have another mystery to dive into today.
Oh, we are analyzing and exposing mysteries today.
We're not exposing, but we're analyzing.
We're looking,
because there's some entertaining things in the news. But before we
let's try that again.
Okay. Hey, Shaggy.
What's up, Scooby?
Well, it looks like we have another mystery to dive into today, Shaggy.
Let's go do that then.
Ah, let's get into the mystery van. Anyway, before we get anywhere on this road, from Morning Blend to On the Clock, we say good morning and happy birthday to Jackie Duncombe.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
We hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'm going to ask my producer to play something special for you. It may not be a happy birthday song. It may just be a song that many Bahamians have not heard before, and we're playing it especially for your birthday. My producer's a genius. He'll find songs that I ain't never heard before. And I love it. Mr. Nuri, plenty to talk about.
Mysteries we're talking about.
Yeah, mysteries today. So, the Prime Minister was on the news last night. And I have some quotes from him. right?
I see all the inbox you send me, all kind of quotes you send me over last night.
I sat and I listened to that news report and I pressed play and I pressed pause and I pressed play until I got all the words down in the correct order.
I see the notes. I see the notes and the quotations.
I want us to talk about these two sets of quotations I heard on the news from the Prime Minister yesterday. The first is this.
Okay.
Quote, let's talk about that guy. Now, this guy, he returned $100,000 in cash, and he still has more to bring. I don't know if he's brought anything back yet as I speak today. Close quotes, Prime Minister Davis.
Who's this guy?
Face mystery.
But is it appropriate for the leader of the country to be addressing people as guy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But doesn't he have protection? So he could call anyone near him inside the house. So there's no need to say, well, oh, I'm kind of scared. I'm going to be liable.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is doing something untoward.
Because you're in the house.
You're in the house.
Right? Now, the story itself, right, was about contributions the Prime Minister was making about the food program during the pandemic.
The food network program, the feeding network.
Well, I don't know. All I know is the food program mm-hmm. during the pandemic. And that's the first quote. I'm going to repeat the quote.
Go ahead.
Quote, let's talk about the guy now. This guy, he returned $100,000 in cash and he still has more to bring. I don't know if he's brought anything back yet as I speak today.
I wonder why he returned the money.
Well, I wondering why you ain't call his name. Because you obviously know his name, because if somebody owed me money and they brought $100,000 back and they still had more to bring back, I would never forget their name.
You think that he doesn't want us to know the name?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. That's the question I have. Why didn't the PM mention the name of the guy?
Or at least an NGO. At least if you don't mention the name of the person, the NGO is an entity.
Right. Why didn't you mention the name of the NGO that you were referring to in your statements? Now, apparently, ZNS Reporter mentioned the name in the story that that footage was embedded in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the name of the NGO is referenced in the speech given to the media.
Wait, you mean the speech lists the name of the NGO, but he refused to mention it at all?
I don't know if he refused to mention it. Maybe he forgot.
He forgot to reference his
speech. Because there's a lot of words he was using. Mm. Maybe he forgot those words.
Ooh. Okay.
Maybe for the interest of time or for the purpose of conveyance, right? Like,
he wouldn't have had an extra 5 seconds.
Yeah, he decided not. But I tell you what, The Guardian didn't mention the name either in its reporting.
Interesting.
So, I ain't gonna mention the name.
You know the name?
I know the name, but I'm not gonna mention it. Because I don't know why. See, this is important. I don't know why the Prime Minister didn't mention it in the House of Assembly, which was being covered, right, recorded, and it was covered by the news, although it was mentioned in the speech. The reporter mentioned it, but it wasn't a part of the tagline for the story on the news broadcast. And The Guardian didn't mention it. So I'm waiting to see why.
So is the name important to you? I mean, important to me. I would like to know which NGO did that misuse the funds. I would at least need to know
now,
the name.
Now, pause. We don't know quite yet. We don't know if they, quote unquote, misuse the funds. I can tell you why.
Go ahead.
Like when you get donations, if you're an organization and you get donations, right? So you apply for a grant and you have a specific program that the grant money is to be applied to. There may be stipulations or terms in the contract that say if the money is not spent by this date, it must be returned. In fact, like a project could be broken down into three parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the money in stages. And if you don't complete the first phase properly and use the funds according to the plan, then you may have to return the funds to the agency that granted it, right?
It's like the 100,000 constituency money, which almost got returned for Centerville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
I understand.
Right? So it could be that they are required to return the money, not because they misused it, but because they did not spend it in the allocated time.
But wait, didn't the Prime Minister indicated what they spent the money for, though?
No. The Prime Minister did say some things, and I have those quotes. I have some quotes from him, so we could hear his words directly.
But I want to pause you a bit.
Yeah.
this is the feeding program, right? So what was the money, what would you assume the money was going to be for? Because I thought it was going to feed people.
It would be for food or for resources or mechanisms, assets required to distribute the food, to get the food to the people.
So if I needed a food truck or a food van, I could use the money for that and then distribute the food to
them. To ensure quality control as you move, transport, and distribute perishable items, right?
And rental of buildings, something like that too?
Right, that's possible.
What about a truck? Can I use the money to buy a truck to carry the... Or I should have my truck before?
Well, it all depends, right, on the terms of the agreements. We don't know that. I haven't seen any terms of agreement, any terms of reference. I haven't seen any white paper. I haven't seen any documents from the government indicating a standard for NGOs, like criteria for participation. You need to have your own vehicles. You need to have an existing food distribution system, right? I haven't seen any documentation like that.
The Prime Minister didn't mention any documentation like that either inside the speech?
No, not the short. Now, I have not read the speech. Mm-hmm. I was made aware that there is a document that does reference the name of the NGO, and the point was made, but note, the Prime Minister did not mention it.
I'm talking about the prerequisite in order to
get... I don't... In that short clip from the news broadcast, there was no information about standards for the NGOs that would have participated in this distribution network or in this program.
But let's read some quotes again. I know you have a couple of quotes, and I want to analyze these quotes you're using.
Okay, so quote says, this same guy brought back two modified high-end trucks, such as those used to fuel boats, jet skis, and other water crafts. Close quotes.
So this person bought trucks with our money, our feed network money?
Pause. Brought back two modified high-end trucks, such as those used to fuel boats, jet skis, and other water craft. Now, just because they could fuel jet skis and other watercraft doesn't mean that they were used to do that, nor does it mean that they were purchased with that intention. They may have been purchased with the intention of fueling boats to transport food items to the family island.
So that's not misusing then. They perhaps used the money to facilitate the transfer of the food to the family, especially Oat Lane family island.
Right. And so
they need a truck.
So this act of returning the vehicles could be that, hey, maybe the company, the organization, NGO is no longer participating in the food network. Mm-hmm. Right? See, this thing is I had a whole bunch of notes until today, looking at the paper and realizing we have a dilemma, a very big question that we need to sort of stick at the top of the chalkboard, which is, with all of the privilege and authority that the Prime Minister has,
yes,
why didn't he call the name of the NGO?
He purposely didn't call it.
Right, because I got a whole...
He purposely didn't call it.
I got a whole bunch of questions in relation to the NGO that sort of make it difficult to have a conversation without naming the NGO, but we're going to try... Right?
Okay, you did some research on the NGO.
Right.
You're not going to call the name of the NGO.
No.
But what type of research did you do?
Well, I just went online.
You went online?
And type in the name of the NGO.
The NGO. And what did you find?
Well, I found a website.
So they have a website. This is a legitimate NGO. I was trying to get circumspect. Well, it's a fake NGO.
Let's pause for a second. Uh-huh. Having a website doesn't necessarily mean that you're a legitimate NGO.
What?
So I got a question here, which is, is the organization registered under the NPO Act, which is the the Nonprofit Organization Act?
It has to be. How would they get the contract to distribute the food?
That's what the law requires, as far as I'm aware. That was the whole purpose of the process creating the NPO Act, was to ensure that we have legitimate NGOs working in country, receiving state funds and donor funds for the purpose of supporting Bahamians and people in the country.
Yes.
So
I assume that's a given. Right. These people are under that.
But I got to ask the question, is the organization registered under the NPO Act? Last night, between the news broadcast and me putting my own little paper to bed, I didn't have enough time to scour the internet for data about the NPO Act. So there's a website.
Okay.
It's a little sparse.
So you went on the website.
I went on the website.
Okay.
It lists the founders of the organization.
And you're not going to say the name of the founder?
I'm not scared, you know.
You sound like you're scared.
I'm concerned. There's a bit of consternation. Because I'm trying to figure out if the most powerful man in the country...
Who could authorize anything.
Right. Didn't call the name. Should I call the name?
No. We need this.
Right.
We need
you this see
statement.
What I'm saying?
But there is a website listing the name that was listed inside the Prime Minister's speech.
Right.
And it named the names of the owners of this NGO. Or the
founders.
The founders of
the
NGO.
Yeah.
They behaving?
That's another slight mystery. Look here.
Oh, God.
On the surface, these boy them, and I say it just like that, these boy them, I presume, are Bahamian. They look like Bahamian. They do things Bahamian do. And I say it just like that intentionally. One of them is listed currently as a board member of a major environmental organization.
In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas.
Okay. Yeah,
these guys, from what I found online, these by them are Bahamian. Now, the language that I found online, nothing actually says Bahamian citizen.
So they use the word Bahamian citizen or the term, we are Bahamians. They,
right.
What kind of words do they use? Let me see what you're trying to say, because I'm not sure.
I don't think I included any of that, but, you know, grown up in the... here's a phrase right here. Are entrepreneurs that grew up living in the Bahamas.
That ain't sound Bahamian.
And have developed extensive networks of private donors, non-governmental organizations, and Bahamian government agencies.
That ain't sound...
That part sound Bahamian. The other part don't necessarily sound Bahamian. It's all just...
Because we say point blank, it's Bahamian. I fought 6th, 7th generation Bahamian.
Right. Now, this in and of itself... You just put that out, like, on the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys, from what I read, the names I saw, they more likely they Bahamian.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe they have...
Hold on. They sound Conky Joe Bahamian or they sound blue-black type Bahamian? Because like, there's a different type of Bahamian.
They asked me what they look like.
Okay, you saw the pictures. So what they look like? They look like me, right? They look. I can tell when... It got to be someone look like me doing these foolishness.
Mr. Newry, let's take a pause. I'm overwhelmed by the mysteriousness of this mystery.
It's got to be someone look like me,
Let's
sure.
get to the text for a second, right? Text says, good morning. First of all, the guy should be in jail, so everyone should know his name. Dear texter.
We ain't show no crime.
Yeah. We're still not quite certain why he was referenced in the Prime Minister's speech. The exact details of the nature of the dysfunction, right? Mm. Something must have gone wrong, but we don't know exactly what went wrong yet, or if anything went wrong, right? Okay, another text. Aaron, if the government is not prepared to name names and bring those persons and those who allowed it before the courts, then this is the usual games. Perhaps those permanent secretaries need to appear before the PAC after all.
Look where this person going. These texts say some things, though.
Another text, Aaron and CA, during the pandemic, I donated only $20,000 worth of food to mostly homeless, misfortunate folks in Chippingham near the Red Cross. They were so grateful.
Thank you.
Said they got nothing from the government. Now we find the money, okay, we didn't find that the money was stolen and misappropriated.
No.
Yeah, we don't know that yet, texter.
And the Prime Minister didn't say that. I mean, he suggested some things, but he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
The texter goes on to say, if poor little me could donate that, imagine what the government could do for Bahamians. But they choose to help illegal criminal immigrants instead. Is it oxymoron?
The opposite?
No. Is it redundant? Illegal criminal immigrants.
That'd be redundant. It would be oxymoron.
Dear texter, I just want you to know that I appreciate the frustration that you express in the text, man. I just want you to know that we feel you. Another text, if I got a contract to move furniture, shouldn't I already have a truck or moving van? I'm not calling that name, says this NGO sounds like another local NGO. Miss Green, LOL, stop using Dr. Minnis's NPO, not per oral, LOL. No, it doesn't mean, and it's not Minnis's NPO. It's the government's NPO. Sometimes that could be confusing, but it's the Non-Profit Organization Act. Mm-hmm. And all NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations or non-profit organizations, mm-hmm. are now required to register under the NPO Act, mm-hmm. particularly to be able to receive funds, like international funding, for the purpose of record keeping, for regulating the industry and ensuring we always have best practices and we keep out bad actors.
I'm now concerned about these other NGOs, whether they are under the NPO, like you said, that because we hear about NGOs can't pay their light all the time and things cutting off. And if you're registered and have accountant systems, that must be impossible. How can the government be facilitating NGOs that is basically not adhering to the act?
It goes on. I was about to say it gets better, but I don't know.
I want to know how these people look. But let's go ahead.
I don't know if it gets better. So this is still, again, this could be sort of difficult. I'm still trying to figure out how to say, like, talk about these things without naming the company. Because if the prime minister didn't name the company, then...
Something.
Yeah.
Don't worry, all the news will carry it soon. But I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you because you said you went on the website, you saw the two founders, you saw a picture of them.
But like, not on the website. I didn't see a picture of them on the website.
What did you see on the website?
Bahamians.
I don't understand.
I saw some really great pictures of Bahamians supporting other Bahamians. Bahamians working would look like relief activity, unloading or offloading.
Okay. Workers. So,
right.
But I want to know about his founders. Is any reference to who these founders
are? Yeah, there's reference to them.
And I want to know if you found their picture.
Yes, I found their picture.
I want to know if they look like me.
I found one of them.
I want to know if they look like me.
No, they don't look like you. I mean, they look like you because you're human and they look like humans.
No, I don't like how you're saying that. I want to know if these are black people doing this to us or if these are bright-skinned people doing this to us. And that's clear. That's a simple question.
They are phenotypically Caucasian.
So these are bright-skinned Bahamians. Doing this.
Yes. No, I don't know if they're Bahamians. But I know that I don't know if they're Bahamians in the technical legal sense of nationality being the only way to define yourself as a Bahamian. They could be dual citizens. They could be American and Bahamian. Or they could be American just having grown up most of their lives in the Bahamas like many, many people alive today have done. Right? And they could just be American. It's just really interesting, right? Because
in the long and short, you're saying the two by them. What did the prime minister call him in the statement?
The guy.
The guy. The two guys them, because I don't want to be disrespectful.
But he only said the guy. See, this is why I'm like...
I don't want to be disrespectful. So I call him guy. The two guys them.
Yeah.
So the two guys them, you're saying they are phenotypically bright skin.
Caucasian.
Oh, see, you're getting... I like how
phenotypically
you're getting...
Phenotypically Caucasian.
You're getting specific now.
Because they may not be, you know... But they look it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just very interesting because they seem to be great members of the society. They're involved in a number of organizations.
Well, they're decent people.
Right.
Legitimate people.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing I saw that made me concerned. These seem like Bahamians. If you told me they was Bahamians, I'd be like, yeah. That look like your boy.
Yeah, but how to put it in the house, it seems that it's hinting towards something irregular. I think that's an appropriate word. Happened.
Yeah.
Therefore, they had to return the money because... And what it said? They kept the money for all 2 years.
That's what he said? I didn't hear that part.
That's what I read, what the PM said. They kept the money for whole 2 years.
Wow.
And I'm not sure what was trying to be inferred by saying that. They kept the money for 2 years.
It's really interesting... And see, for me, I'm a little frustrated because from the onset of Dorian and then the onset of pandemic, I mean, one little voice in the wilderness have been asking to see systems, protocols in place, right? To show us how you're doing these things so that people who want to assist can understand what is required of them to be a part of this system. Nothing nefarious, nothing political or partisan, right? Just recommending models and giving suggestions for ways that these things could function better. So it's frustrating, 4 years after Dorian, still coming out of the pandemic, that everything just seems to be so up in the air. There's nothing solid. There's nothing tangible that you could touch, you could lean to guide you. And then for the Prime Minister to present this information
with the guy,
right, like flippantly.
Is that a great word?
I think that's a great word.
Do you have people like this laughing and scoffing? Like, I talk at this serious talk.
Yeah.
This money being used in such a way. But it was like, oh, let's make jokes about this serious topic. Right. I felt a little uneasy.
Now, here's something that I think is, that warrants a critical and serious approach to this matter. When you go on the website for the organization.
Yes, go back to that.
Says it was birthed in response to the devastation of Hurricane Dorian.
Right. I mean, this just come about then. This is a new
in
NGO.
Fact, here's a quote.
Go ahead, man.
Here's a quote from the website by... I'm just pausing here. Because I figure if we're not naming them, how long down the line do we go of not naming? Anyway.
I think by tomorrow, this name will be all over.
Right.
All over.
There's a quote on the website from a prominent American state actor, right?
Okay.
Would have been Sylvia Mary Burwell, who served as the 22nd United States Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Oh, nice.
And she says, it's a Bahamian organization that coordinates marine-based rapid response teams to areas affected by natural and man-made disasters.
Wait, this is not a feed. There's a feeding program. What kind of organization? She said it again.
She said it's an organization that coordinates, a Bahamian organization that coordinates marine-based rapid response teams to areas affected by natural and man-made disasters.
Interesting. So, from what you're saying, this has nothing to do with feeding people. But it has something to do with disasters.
Well, now, see, no, we don't know that, right?
But the ladies say what it's for. It's a Bahamian, so I know they're Bahamians now. And right. It says for marine responses.
Now, this quote, there's no date on the quote, right?
Okay.
So the quote may have been sort of given and published immediately after Dorian.
They might have morphed into something else.
Right.
Bigger and grander.
Right, they might have morphed. I can see how the trucks, the speedboat, and the barge could possibly support the transportation, inter-island transportation, right, of goods. I could see that. Like, if the
actually another question.
If the idea was to create a hub,
yes,
in say the southern, maybe like make Exuma a hub, and then transport produce and food from Exuma to other southern islands, right?
So this is not an Abaco-based thing? You don't know?
There's just not enough information on the internet, on their website, to be able to say these things with certainty.
I have a question for
you.
Yeah. You saw pictures of Bahamians helping Bahamians. That means they're transporting goods.
Well, I saw people in T-shirts that say, hope is a weapon. And you know that's a Bahamian slogan created by a Bahamian artist.
Yes.
Right? I saw faces of people I know.
Let me go with this color again. Dark-skinned people or light-skinned people? The pictures. No. I won't know if they're dark-skinned people or light-skinned people. The pictures.
People of African descent.
So people on this website.
Yeah.
Owned by Caucasian Bahamians. You saw people of African descent.
Now, technically, we don't know who owns the website. I love technicalities because the people may not own the website.
The founders may not own the website.
The founders, of the organization.
Were they? The reason why I'm asking this like this, I want to know, did this NGO ever deliver any food?
I don't know.
So we still have no, because they could have delivered food
and
these equipments would have been for delivering food.
And this is what I started off saying. We don't know why they were asked to return the money. They could have been asked to return the money because they didn't spend the money in the time allotted, right? Or the government could have written them and said, listen, you sent us this lovely list of all of the assets that you purchased with the money given to you. Mm-hmm. The nature of the food distribution program has changed given the nature of the pandemic changing. Mm-hmm. We no longer require those types of services that you were supporting the program with. Mm-hmm. you won't return them trucks to us, please, so we could use them in other areas.
I like how you use big words. You're saying, basically, we note the equipment that you use to facilitate the feeding of behemoths. However, we are now asking you to return the equipment.
Because the program itself has changed.
Yes.
And we no longer need that service.
And the asset is not necessarily asset for you, but it's supposed to be asset for behemoths.
Right. And so it's possible that the only thing that occurred that was an issue was the lapse of time, right? Mm. And that monies weren't returned or they weren't spent and thus were required to be returned, right?
Mm.
There may have been a lapse in awareness of the terms of the contract, right? Like the founders may have been unaware that yes. if the resources were not spent in a particular amount of time, you need to return them. There may have been a term in there that said, hey, once we've declared the emergency over
you gotta return this
assets over a certain amount of money should be returned.
But it seems so sinister when it's being read in the House. But when you explain it, it doesn't seem that bad.
Well, now, I'm just saying that it is possible that that is what's going on. Mm. We cannot just right away attach criminality.
Something you mentioned before, you said more monies may be they returned $100,000.
Yeah.
And more monies may be returned in the future or some sort like that.
Well, let's read the
quote. How much money is out there?
Let's read the quote from the Prime Minister again. Quote, let's talk about the guy. Now, this guy, he returned $100,000 in cash and he still has more to bring. I don't know if he's brought anything back yet as I speak today.
How much more does he have to bring? How much money was given to him in the first place?
And if it's not intended to be on public record, right, at this moment in time, why did you say it in the House? Who are you talking to? See, one of your cabinet ministers or MPs the other day suggested to us that when the Prime Minister is speaking in the House, that you're actually addressing the Bahamian people. But listen, the way that the rules are set up and the way that you all talk to each other, first of all, you couldn't be talking to me. And I know it's a 7,500 old Bahamian women sitting right in their house right now say, that's right, you couldn't be talking to us. So who are you talking to?
You think how the press secretaries talk for two different type of people, two different tones? You think it's the different tone?
No, the Prime Minister talk in two different tones. The press secretary is a performer. He have a plethora, he have octaves of tones, right? I
mean, so perhaps if the Prime Minister was addressing Bahamians, he knows that we would want to know the names.
Yeah.
We would want to know the details. Mm-hmm. But if he wasn't talking directly to us, and talking to other people who may be listening, then that one may be a reason why not to call a name, because that's a different type of audience.
Now, Shaggy.
There you go, Scooby.
Imagine.
This is a mystery.
If he's talking to the founders of the organization.
Then I could call your name by doing you a favor.
Like, right.
Hurry up, bring the rest of this money.
Right.
And be pronto with it.
Right, see, because that's a slightly different tone. Because technically the money is my money.
Dunmags.
And yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's ours. And your own too. So that type of tone, I don't know if I'm upset with that. Because sometimes you got to use diplomacy when you're talking. We got to go to a break.
But before the good break, I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Next side you come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who selected these NGOs? Didn't we hire someone to select the NGOs and analyze all these NGOs and say, well, this is the team we're going to use?
Listen.
These are the experienced set. These were the ones who used to feed people.
Using mechanisms like the NPO Act to determine not just who are legitimate organizations, but who have the capacity to fulfill the contracts or the terms of the arrangements you make. We got to go to a break. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
March 8th, 2023 is International Women's Day. A day celebrated globally as a focal point in the women's rights movement, bringing attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, and violence and abuse against women. Equity isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. A focus on gender equity needs to be a part of every society's DNA, and it's critical to understand the difference between equity and equality. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly embrace equity. It's not just something we should say, not something to just write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in, unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to embrace equity. Guardian Media wants you to celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. International Women's Day, Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Embrace equity.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at BahamasAir.com or call 702-4140.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Good yawning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. This is a Culture Thursday. And it's still a Culture Thursday, Mr. Newry. You know what we like culturally in the Bahamas? Getting other people business. But fortunately, today, this is our business. Because it's government business. And since it took place in the House, it's definitely our business. So, Mr. Newry, let me read some text because I got another set of quotes from the Prime Minister from the very same story on the news last night.
More quotes?
Yeah, okay. But let's get to the text. Also, NGOs that operate properly getting lumped in. Names. NGOs do good work. So text is saying that they think it's important for the Prime Minister to name the NGO that he is referring to.
And I agree.
Because other NGOs who are legitimately working and doing good work get lumped in, and it diminishes the culture of appreciation for NGOs.
And note that the entire world is watching. The entire world came to our aid in terms of Dory, and we partnered with Bahamian NGOs. Mm-hmm. And for a while, there are a number of NGOs saying, man, they feel as if this administration is attacking us. Mm-hmm. And we got to remember that we have sponsors internationally who is watching. And without you being specific, It casts aspersions onto us, whether we are questionable, whether we are legitimate, mm-hmm. especially when there is an open investigation on whether the entire process was flawed.
Yeah. And what FTX has shown us is the potential exposures that the financial services industry is vulnerable to, right? This environment has to be tight and rigidly maintained. Okay, here's a text. Here's a thought. Could an NGO be used as a money laundering operation? Dead text, it can, which is why the creation and the function and enforcement of the NPO Act was so important. Mr. Newry, I remember a women's organization popped up out of the blue. This would have been about 9 years ago, maybe seven or eight years ago. Their offices were on Paradise Island, but nobody ever picked up, and then just a guy picked up. It was just it. And then they had this big fundraiser, this big event. They were raffling a car. They raffled a whole car. But the raffle ticket was only $80. That's when I knew that something was wrong. Ain't nobody raffling no car and only charging $80 a ticket. Anyway, I'm so glad to see that we have an NPO Act. Another text. Good morning, Aaron and CA. Y'all stop talking foolishness. The NGO is their texter again. Y'all need to start asking some questions. Y'all, they never ask yourself the question, why would the most powerful man in the country, the most privileged man in the country, in the House of Assembly that offers him the privilege of saying what he want to say, why would he not mention the name?
Aaron, I think the texter thinks that you don't know the name. Yeah. We got the press release with the name, but we are noticing that the prime minister didn't call the name.
Right.
Nor did the newspapers mention the name.
Listen, I got the name.
So we gotta be protected.
I got the name when the reporter covering the story on the news last night mentioned the name.
There you go.
Right, so it's in the public domain.
Yes.
But my point is, before y'all go out there just uttering the name, have you asked yourself, why didn't the prime minister utter the name?
Gotta be a reason.
This has to be a reason.
Gotta be something.
All right. The person goes on to say, my NGO is legitimate. It's incorporated above board and 100% Bahamians and registered with the NPO Act, but we were denied by the feeding program to work with them. The texter says, now I see why. Dear texter, you can't just say that.
Yeah, all kind of aspersions just now.
Right. The question is, what were services that they needed, what were the gaps they needed to be filled? Would you be duplicating the work of another organization or the work of a larger organization that has the capacity to do that and something else, right? Like, this is, I just want you all to understand, this is why when you go to court, you have the right to have a lawyer defend you. And your lawyer's job is to critically interrogate everything put before them and you on your behalf. And that's what we need to start doing, Bahamian people, for ourselves. We need to begin critically interrogating everything to get a better understanding of what's happening around us. Another text quickly. As long as Sam Fraud is not a founder in the company, then it's legit. Listen, Bankman-Fried, Fried, or Fraud, it don't matter. That boy under the heavy hand of his parents now. Another text. Aaron, no NGO operates a barge. None. Okay, see, texter, you hear what you said. No NGO operates a barge. A smart, crafty chick Johnny like me, I putting that in my proposal. Mm-hmm. Boss man, y'all ain't got nobody operating no barge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me handle this. I got barge skills. Mm-hmm. In fact, I do marine-esque work. So cheapest, let me get the money, and now y'all have a barge available to y'all at any point in time. Y'all didn't see the video coming out, purportedly coming out of Haiti, Mr. Nuri, with the small, look like a small refrigerated delivery truck on the boat, on like a large skiff. They taking it across the harbor.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but see if they had a barge.
If they can have a barge.
Right. And so what I'm saying is, texter, thank you for that text. Another text says, I'm going to bet it would be economically impossible to operate a not-for-profit barge operation. Fuel is expensive and maintenance is expensive, and you have to keep that up year-round. Thank you very much for that explanation, texter. Good morning, Ms. Green. No need to mention the name if you can say if the guy lives in a gated community out west. P.S. They need to... Oh. Okay, texter, I'm not going to read that part out loud because, wow.
That means I got to screenshot that myself.
We got to critically interrogate it in a safe space. Mm. Good morning, Aaron. Why don't you stop sugarcoating? If you help and feed the poor, why do you need a boat, a barge, and vehicle?
To get to the Outlaying Family Island.
It's self-benefit. Come on, you need to go and apply to be Dr. Green. Thank you, texter. From a spiritual aspect, Nassau has become, do what thou wilt, not what is right, not within the constitution, satanic culture, not God's plan, country. Just pure evil bloodshed. Okay. Dear texter, I feel you. They're just saying that Nassau is upside down.
Nassau gone funky?
That's exactly the sentiment. They were sharing another text. So, Aaron, what was the purpose of the jet skis?
No, there's no jet skis. They were saying that the trucks
were outfitted for the purpose.
To service jet skis or boats.
To fuel them, yeah.
Yes. So they were just given a list of things that the trucks
right.
could have
fueled. I'll read the quote again from the Prime Minister before we go over segments. Another text. I love both of your shows when we are not talking about immigration. Thank you, Texas. I mean, like, I could appreciate that, Texas. Mm-hmm. Just saying, look, I don't appreciate y'all position on this immigration thing, but y'all talk about other things. I could appreciate that sentiment, man. Perhaps he didn't call the name as individuals is in the close-knit circle of the PM.
Mm. Now you're trying to say these people PLP? See, Texas go far.
Yeah, man. You can't even... I mean, it make you chuckle, but yeah. We can't say that, no. Man. Another text. When people text in to alert about these types of scams, the text messages are sanitized. When Brave started asking about the food program, the general public was in an uproar about why y'all attacking them good people. I said from then, charities are used by bad actors around the world for fraud. The questions are necessary. Disasters are fraud opportunities for bad actors.
I wanted to do a disclaimer. We're not saying that this charity has done anything untoward.
Right, we're not saying that...
We're just analyzing what the Prime Minister said.
And that his comments perhaps would have made it less clear versus bringing clarity to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing, Texter, about when people text in to alert and share information. You have to, as a texter, as the person sharing information, be able to formulate your statement in a way, right, that is as accurate as possible. Because what the host risks by just reading wild information on air, mm-hmm. you're like to say off air, like Jiren like to say, mm-hmm. she just say that off air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The risk is so high of being sued. And it doesn't matter what the judge decides at the end of the case. It's the fact that the institution, the entity with which has provided you a platform to broadcast has now been made liable for the communication shared by the host, shared by a texter and read by a host. And so there are some responsibilities that hosts have to have. Y'all must know that hosts can't say everything that they know.
Mm.
Y'all must know that. And I beg you to, when you are engaging on the public platform, you begin to practice spatial awareness and critical thinking to ensure that you're not causing damage. You're trying to bring clarity to situations. But I appreciate what you're saying, Texter. It's a balancing act, like the balancing act that we try to have today with these quotes. So let me reread the quotes that we were referencing in that first part, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about, okay, quote from the Prime Minister. Let's mm-hmm. talk about the guy. Now, this guy, he returned $100,000 in cash.
I want you to pause and say, make sure the Prime Minister called him the guy.
Yeah, make the sure Prime Minister, not me, because y'all know I like to say the boy.
Yes.
I behemian. Let's talk about the guy. Now, this guy, he returned $100,000 in cash, and he still has more to bring. I don't know if he's brought anything back yet as I speak today. Close quotes. Second quote from that section of the report. The same guy brought back two modified high-end trucks, such as those used to fuel boats, jet skis, and other watercrafts. Close quotes. We're going to open quotes again. Then bought two boats, a speedboat, and a barge.
You buy a boat and a barge.
Close quotation. Now, see, here's the next thing. He may have had a hookup. You ever gone to the food stores out west and notice they have like notice boards where people be advertising things for sale leaving the island quickly? So they may have gotten a hookup and got a barge dead cheap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dead cheap. You just never know. But the most important part is there's not enough information to cast aspersions or to say with certainty that wrongdoing, criminal malfeasance has taken place. What we're questioning today is the approach that the Prime Minister took to the matter.
I would like to know how much money was given to this NGO. Because I'm trying to add up how much a boat costs, how much a bad card costs, how much these two trucks cost. Are we up to $100,000 yet? $200,000 yet? Separate from the $100,000?
It's got to be sounding like a couple $100,000, well over the first $100,000.
So this is what... We're clearing about $200,000 to $300,000 in value and the money so far.
That's what it appears like, right? But then
see, and more money to come.
But there are other considerations, right? What we need is a look at their books. Like, what if they got $300,000 from the government, but they were able to raise $2 million in support from private donors, right? And so this $200,000 to $300,000, they could send these things back. They could just send the money back. Maybe they have the money from the government in escrow, right? And they say to the government, well,
we can talk with some people who have money for escrow in the next time.
We was on vacation and we was traveling and we was waiting for you to be back in office to book a meeting to talk to you about where the money is.
What if, Aaron, this is a legitimate NGO and government understands that they will need them inside the future? So it wouldn't be good, it wouldn't be nice, it wouldn't be appropriate to cast aspersions on them because they are globally connected, they have helped the Bahamas during Dorian, and that they can help us in the future regarding NGOs.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is possible, and that's why the Prime Minister may have felt the need to make us aware of the matter, but not necessarily to there's a legal term, right? But like to diminish or devastate the company by calling their name in this way, right?
He don't know behemoths. He ain't long now. Because we can do our own research.
I just think that the at the political level, the political culture does not take this thing seriously, and I'm going to define it quickly. Mm-hmm. In a small island developing state, you cannot avoid conflicts of interest. Mm. They are unavoidable. Which means that you have to have mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest. Mm-hmm. And it must not just be managed, it must be seen to be managed. Mm-hmm. And it must not just be seen to be managed, but there must be a mechanism so the public can convey that they are satisfied with the management. That is, it's 2023. This is a necessity for democracy and good governance.
Well, I ain't satisfied with this speech. Yeah. I ain't satisfied.
Well, that's what we should do then. Let's go to our break, close off this side of the show, and when we come back from the show, if you let me, I can read this next set of quotes from the Prime Minister.
Okay.
Another mysteries.
Another mystery. But we have other mysteries we need to deal with too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green, and of course, Cecil Nuri was with her, and we are investigating things. We have Scrappy and Scooby-Doo, and we have mysteries we got to solve. Have a wonderful day.
I'm a don't like no Rickon's favorite, yeah. Hey, you don't care, but mama don't like no Rickon's favorite anyhow. Mama don't like no Rickon's favorite, yeah.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.